gosh. I feel bad for any of you that are holding Terra Luna. Please dump it.
Oh right. Before the founders dump on you, bastard, you can dump on them.
I like opened it up and I was like, it was on the corner of my other screen. I was like, oh my God. It was like, and that's on a 15 minute candle. My other screen's a 3 minute candle. So that would happen in a span of 3 minutes. That was one candle, just 3 minute.
Wow.
We're going down.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Pepe. All right. Aww.
That was wild.
All right. So get the show on the road.
Part time. It's part time. Oh, we printed a blue candle. They'll survive.
For a moment. They had to cool off.
They'll survive for the next 3 minutes.
Right? Maybe. Might be a fake out.
That was wild.
CEO Crypto Nation and Mining Family, what's going on? All you happy hashers on a Saturday. Yo, you got your favorite two people here, Nemesis and Mikhail. YOLO.
YOLO.
What's going on, Jason the Tiger Osborne? What's going on, Crypto Nico? We got my lovely wife, Lifa Rianne, dropping the FA. Yo.
Is he ever on time? No, he's not.
Am I supposed to be on time? I'm just saying. Am I supposed to be?
I'm glad you understand, Jerry. Sorry you have to deal with this.
I'm fashionably on time when I'm supposed to be there.
At least Techman says it right. Fashionably late.
No.
All of what it is, late. You can at least say fashionably. Make it at least sound fancy.
Right. Dude, no. You see, if God wanted me to be on time, he would have made me do that. So what's going on, everyone? Tech man, get your grub on. What's going on, inaugurated guy? Yo, dropping that FA.
What is up? Bud Y, sir. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, God, I love that name.
Integra guy. What's up, buddy? Integras. I like Integras.
Right. You're a weird four
circular headlights. I don't know what it is, man.
You guys are a weird breed.
I don't know what it is. I was always a fan of those. I think my all-time favorite, it's not really an Integra, but Acuras would be an NSX, of course, first generation. I don't want the new garbage. But would be just the RSX Type S. Those cars are really nice. I liked those cars.
If I'm gonna pick up skier like that, right?
You know, chat.
Man, I'm going to do And the GM side of me goes, don't say it. First gen Skyline, right hand drive.
Oh, for sure. Arthur Keys are nice.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
But I was just referring to it. And an Integra, which would be an Acura. But yeah.
Yeah.
Closest thing to an Integra would be an RSX Type S that I would drive. I don't really, the newer ones are cool, okay looking. I like the, they kept the same kind of body lines, but
or a Miata. Just because those things are a Miatas fucking go kart nice. On wheels, dude. Like,
Miatas, do they?
They're a handle, snappy go kart.
They're nice. They are just they handle so well.
Oh yeah, they're like, fucking. You just, it's like so it's like tiny. Playing Mario Kart, dude, in real life.
a buddy of mine, I don't know if he still has it, but he had a, I think it's probably second gen Miata with pop up headlights, you know, and they always like. They're never on
yeah, sync, yeah. So they yeah, go, the peekaboo headlight. It only peekaboos one up.
Yeah, those lovely things. But he ripped the entire like body panels off and left just like the frame, right? And like roll cage, basically kind of like Cletus's Corvette. But it's just a Miata.
Yeah,
and they threw a 13B rotary engine from a T2 into it. And it's just like the loudest, obnoxious little, like, true go kart that you got, yeah. Man. It's just like,
you did. The only thing I hated about like, oh, those things it. Was that was those pop up headlights. Dude.
Yeah, I don't like the new Integras either.
Those fucking headlights. You get up onto the highway, the and you have to pop those headlights up. You can actually feel
not the against wind the wind.
Grab.
Or not.
Yeah, you feel it grab the wind. You're like, what the fuck the just worst. Happened? He's like, we're slowing down. That's what happened. We were doing 110.
Yeah.
And the way that they come up with the body line behind them, too, it's like, oh.
They look so funny.
Oh, yeah, they're hideous. Made, and they whistle down funny. The highway. They fucking whistle. You can hear
hard,
them
the hard tops, clearly though. Whistle. I love them. The hard tops are legit.
Yeah, that's what my buddy had.
Even with the funky up bikes, I'd drive the crap out of them.
And he put the modified lower control arm on there.
The K24 TSX is... Or the RSX motor, dude. Oh, in a Miata? Yeah. Oh, no way. I'm all for it. All for it, bro.
Yeah, you haven't seen the K-Spec Miatas?
No.
Oh, my God, dude.
K-Spec Miata.
Dude, you got to watch the races, dude. It's hilarious. You're fucking watching flat-out go-karts, dude.
K-Spec Miata.
Oh, God, yeah. You're looking at it's the most fun you can have in a go-kart ever. Because I legitimately do not look at fucking Miatas as a car. It's a fucking go-kart, legalized go-kart. Okay. Most fun you're going to have with a helmet on.
I was surprised when I seen a guy coming to a meetup with an LS swap Miata. Man, I was rather, yeah, right there. Could else, I have a buddy that LS swapped his Miata. Yep. Yeah, dude, that's terrifying. That was the most, I think, probably scared I've been in a car, because it is just way too much. That car is just weighs nothing, and that thing is
the funniest
just
one that I've balls ever to the wall. Seen. You're like, was a
just immediately a, just tires breaking, and you're like, there's
a 350 swap,
nothing there.
A 350 swap Gremlin.
Yeah, those are pretty pretty wicked too.
All that does is a wheelie. It drags bumpers through with
Miatas won't pull wheelies, man, but they are just so wickedly fast, like with an LS in it. Like it,
yeah.
Not
LS
okay.
Swap LS swap the world. I swear.
That is one thing that I was just never a fan of. I rode in it one time, never again. I'm not.
I'm all about LS swapping everything.
Me too. I like LS engines. I was just rather impressed that you can make it fit. Like that engine bay is so
anything.
Tiny.
You can make anything that fit anywhere, bro.
So tiny, and then you're like, oh, put an LS engine in it. What?
Hey, just remember, man.
If it fits, it ships, man. That's right. That's right, man. There's a guy that has a couple of LS swapped RX-8s. Those are really fun to drive. I would really love to have one of those, because they weigh about the same, the engine does. So like overall, the car really weighs the exact same as it does with the rotary engine and everything in it. And you can have it far enough back that you still keep your 50-50, and it like, dude, it maneuvers like a dream, and it is just so fun to drive.
I'll still take my third gen Camaro Z28.
That's okay.
With a 454 big block in there, and an 871 or a 1071 blower sticking right on it. And have it run on dual fuel. Can't top that, man. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. But they're super nice. He's got one that he's working on. It's twin turbo that it's pulling 7 seconds right now. And it's just bad. It's the, if you ever see videos of it, it's white. It's all white. And the turbos are just right there in the front. And it's screaming. LS swapped RX-7. Yep. With the 4.9 inch.
Man, it's
the way to go, man.
Everybody like wants to dog on Ford. It's like, bro, they made the world's best rear end. Yeah, it's fucking the Goldilocks zone, dude. I mean, even in my dragstra, I've got a Mosier shortened. Wait for it, 9-inch rear end. It's a 9-inch quick change.
Oh my gosh. I had a moment over here. I was like, oh, I looked up the K20 swapped me out over here. That's just.
Yeah. It's the most fun you'll have with a helmet. If you like go-karts, you will like the Miata.
Just,
and they drift so nice too.
You hear just like,
it's like a wind up. Yeah, it's like,
the Supra swapped Judd 10?
No,
like the Mark 5 Supras, like the new Supras. The dude put a Judd V10 in it, dude. It is, wow, that is scary. It is just scary loud. Just, yeah, oh my gosh. They just took it on the track for the first time the other day, and it 10 out of 10 would recommend.
You know what's not scary? The temperatures on the A2000.
Yeah, let's talk about that, man.
Ooh, you gotta get away from cars, otherwise you like that little segue? You like my little segue? You like that?
'81 Cadillac Fleetwood. Oh, man. That's a soft spot in my heart.
Chrome for days.
Land yacht. For sure, land yacht. Proper land yacht.
Well, I mean, if I was going to do a Cadillac, I would do the last year for the convertible.
6 liter couch.
And if I was gonna do it, I would do the Centennial, which was the 76 Cadillac, which was also the last year for the convertible.
I don't know that I want a convertible, but
I just want a convertible on a caddy just because, bro, it's a caddy. But getting back to this, A2000, yo. So,
community chat.
Well, it is.
I'm trying to find the car channel. Can't find it. There it is.
It is raining outside. It is 59 degrees Fahrenheit out there. Let me pull it up. I have it right here in the background here. the core is sitting at 60°C. And the mem temp is at 84°C and holding at 49 mega hash without any issues. And it's now using 87.37 watts.
I can dig it. So it's not running as hot.
Right.
And then too hard.
Right, because it's going to try to maintain your overclocks on there, or the boost frequency. It's going to try to command it, even when it tries to thermal throttle. When it starts thermal throttling, it'll just start giving more power to brute force it. until it fails. The other rig, the now that that's the BIOS tech, and that's the BIOS modded one. That's the shunt modded one.
Shunt modded. Did you do them now, both?
No. So my other one, non-shunt mod, yeah, the stock one with non-stock thermal paste on there.
Okay, so you've changed thermal paste. You changed the pads on that one, or
no? Left it with the stock because I wanted to do one thing at a time and see.
Basically, stock other than paste.
Right. So this one is running at 72.63 watts. So we're about 10, you know, a little like 10, 12 watt difference.
Yeah.
And the core is running at 58°C. There's only a 2 Celsius difference between them.
Between the cores?
Yeah. 84°C on the memory, which that is the same across both cards. Made no difference at that point.
So all you did was increase watts and hashes.
Yeah. So there's a 2 Celsius thermal difference between the modded and unmodded now.
How much does one copper mod cost you?
One copper mod from coolmodgpus.com. I'll look it up real quick because I don't remember right mod, off.
Pads, paste, shunt mods.
So all right. You need
all four of those things in order to achieve that.
Correct.
You got to spend an extra, I don't know, shunt mod's probably like, what,
30 cents on the shunt mod, if that. You're looking at like $20 on the copper mod.
$20 on pads.
Well, that no, the
you copper only mod. Be, I mean, some on pads, like thermal pads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, no, so, if you replace it with the copper mod, you don't need pads. So,
right.
Scratch that. Yeah. No pads. Yeah.
So you're all you just need the paste. Copper. Yeah, the copper mod is $20, we'll call it. And then the paste,
and you're going to want to get about 10, 20, 12 bucks for a small.
Right, team. Unless you want to do a little bit better. If you do like the Thermal Grizzly,
used?
Yeah, I used the Thermal Grizzly, so I spent a little bit more, but I prefer to use something that's got a little bit better heat transfer on it.
Right.
From what John Germain was saying is that he tried it with, he's got a bunch of them too, and he tried it with the MX4 compared to the Thermal Grizzly, and he said that it is a 2 Celsius difference between the two. So it's you can run either one. It's not going to degrade any performance off of it. The only thing that'll degrade performance, other than not having a good mount, would be DAG size, DAG file size. Right. Once it hits a certain limit, then you start being constrained because it can't process it like that. Where you start seeing the drop off of like 1070s and stuff because they're hitting beyond what they can really handle.
Right.
The throughput's not there.
Got you.
But
so $20.
I would say $20, $0.30. And then you're looking at an extra, 5 cents?
Call it $35.
Yeah, an extra total. $35 for a little bit more performance.
On top of the card. And if you don't have the hardware to mod it, or the
that's the tools
to do it, then you have to pay
if
the
you're
tools
kitted
to do
out
that.
If you're kitted out to do everything already, I would say yes and no. Yes, in the idea of hey, you like to tinker with stuff, the wattage is not an issue for you. You are just looking for maximum performance. That's all you're caring about. You don't care how impractical it may or may not be. yes, I'd say go for it all day long. Just an impracticality. I mean, drag racing is impractical too, and I love doing it. But when it comes down, if you're
impractical, it's fun,
right? But if your goal and power, you want to be the most efficient power wise, no. Yeah, I would say
because you're adding, you know, 20 plus more watts.
Right. I would say the copper mod, if you wanted to spend the extra $20 instead of getting pads to redo the thermals on there, if you already have one, I would say yes to that aspect. The shunt mod, even though that's simple, cheap to do, and anybody who's got soldering experience should be able to do this. But if you're being power savvy, because, you know, hey, you're in an area that let's say is 15 cents a kilowatt hour, and you don't want to send your gear over to the Family Mine LLC and have it hosted for far, far cheaper and have it hosted in a professional.
That was a good one.
I thought so too. It was like right on the fly, dude. I just thought about it. I was just like, yeah, go for it. I would say if you're going to be keeping it at home and you're paying a high power bill, I would say the shunt is not practical in that setting. But it all depends on also what your measuring device is. What are you measuring this against for performance and efficiency, though? So, and this is where I was talking about it on my channel, Crypto and Hot Rods, this morning, where if I'm measuring it against if I measure doing all of this against my 1080 Ti, right, is all of this worth it? 100%. All day long.
Well, I'd imagine, you know, because that's, you know, we can touch 50 watts or 50, not 50 watts, 50,
50 almost mega 50, hashes. Yeah, between 49 and 50 mega hash for
even still less than 90 watts. Watts.
Yeah, less 90 watts. Watts. We'll call it 90 watts. I wonder what that was.
Sunglasses.
Why
does my head feel weird? I was like, what are those? And I was like, oh, it's sunglasses. Well, I don't know why it felt weird.
But if you're measuring against the performance of a 1080 Ti, all of this is 100% worth it. You're spending less wattage. You got more performance than a 1080 Ti, not by much, but you have more performance over a 1080 Ti and you're more efficient. So if you were like, hey, I'm looking at these A2000s, they're cheap, I can get my hands on them right now. And I've got a whole fleet of 1080 Ti's I'd like to replace because I am thinking of trying to become power efficient. Then this is a viable solution for it. I'm not telling you what to do, but it is a viable solution if you're trying to go down that route. Now, if you're going to compare it against my 6600 XTs, no, none of it's fucking worth it. Not even the A2000's worth it, really. But, you know, can you get your hands on enough 6600 XTs in one go? You're going to pay, you know, $500-$700 for the A2000's or the 6600 XTs. 6600 XTs is going to give me 33 mega hash, and I'm going to get at about 50 watts. Right. So it makes the 6600 a little bit of a better solution long term. Because out of the box, 33 mega hash, 50 to 60 watts. So I've got a 30 watt savings. I've got a little bit less hash rate, but I'm more efficient for the hash rate. You know, but you're also talking in such a small limited scale. But I mean, again, it all depends on your measuring stick. You know, what are your particular mining goals? Right. For me, I will hash on anything I can get my hands on. If it hash, it's going to. If I can get
has a question.
If I've got a way to get you know more performance out of there, I'm going to spend a little bit more power. Whatever, it's going to pay off long term. I look at the long term gain on there. Let me switch over to this. And on the A2000s with the shunt mod, have you tried to dial back the power to the original to see if you get the same efficiency and hash? Yes, I have. I got it to where it uses just a little bit more power than it did when it was non-stock. But it hits 43.45 mega hash without struggling whatsoever.
Without having any issues.
And it's doing it for
right
like
now, all
one,
of them don't hit 43.
I think it's one to like maybe two watts more is what I'm utilizing. So
a consistent 71.
Right.
Green two. All right. So here's what we got. This is A2000 rig, 8 cards. How much wattage it pulls? We know because we have one, right? So 336 mega ashes for 552 watts at 10 cents. This is what you get. Versus if you mod them, shunt mod them, you're going to have 400 mega ashes for all 8 of them, but you will have 712 watts. So you're gaining wattage there. You know what I mean? You're 552 minus 712. That's an extra 160 watts as it sits.
Yep.
Like more. Because you're pulling
and you're nominal and you're getting nominal gain from it.
Right. So your revenue 831.
Before electric.
Before electric, you know, 698. So it looks to be like, oh yeah, that's a pretty good difference. But then you go in there and like you're in your profit because your cost has gone up for the same cards.
Right.
It's like you're only a dollar away.
Right. You make a dollar more off of a rig.
You make a dollar more.
Is it 100% worth it?
For $30 more dollars per card.
Right.
I don't think it's
worth over the course of a year, if you know you got stable mining over the course of a year, does it justify itself long term if you've got a fleet of them? Sure. But does it justify the time it took to also do that on top of it? So you see, we're only looking at
like
it from
what?
The mining aspect. My
10,
time.
10 plus
so you're,
minutes
you're talking,
so?
Yeah, 10 minutes per card that you're going to do.
10 times 8, so it'll take you 80 minutes. So
right. Is it worth
little
your
under,
time? If people need to remember.
Hour and a half,
right.
Under.
So we'll call it an hour and a half. What do you think your time is worth? And never
your
sell
time
yourself
for
short.
Something like that is easily worth like 60 to 70 bucks. Easy.
Yeah. Well, no.
Easy.
What do you charge yourself per hour? You know, people forget that. They're like, well, my job pays me $15 an hour. Well, do you think you're worth $15 an hour? Really? Because your boss is not selling you at $15 an hour. He's selling you at $100 an hour. What are you worth per hour? Because the customer is going to pay it.
Right.
And people need to remember that you need to have that same relationship. Yes, your boss has the overhead. He's got expenses. He's got insurance, blah, blah, blah. And then for you, you can sit there and subtract these things down up until you go, I've got a house. I have house insurance. You know, you can put the same expenses into there. You have all the same expenses. You have this right. thing called life. So, you know, is your time worth 50 bucks an hour? Probably. I would say safely, everybody's time's worth $50 an hour, especially at something that you're good at. Because you're willing to do it and somebody else is not willing to do it. And they're willing to pay you for it. Now, is it worth them paying you to do it for them? all day long. I will shunt mod anybody's A2000. I'm
worth one Bitcoin per hour.
Exactly. You know, it's like I will do the maintenance on your GPUs. I will shunt mod your stuff, whatever, for a nominal fee, of course. But is it worth doing this at scale? Can you safely scale this up, or is it just easier to plug and play and let it rip? I would say plug and play and let it rip. The most that I would do is help the cooling on it.
Right. So with that being said, we have two 8-card rigs of A2000s. Would you mod any of them? Are you going to mod any of them?
Because I'm a tinkerer, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I like to
tinker. At least one rig at first.
Yeah. I love tinkering on stuff, so that's kind of one of my main things that I love doing. And because I love tinkering on things, it's worth doing some of this stuff just because I find personal enjoyment. Now, if I had like 5,000 of these to do, oh, fuck no, dude. I'm going to do one rig, two, maybe a handful of rigs whenever, if I ever get around to it. Yeah, but all of them, oh, hell fucking no. They're going into server cases and getting put off to the side, and I'm not going to worry about them afterwards.
Okay, your guy. He says, I have 12 of them. He goes, I might try 6 of them at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth it. I mean, if you are already set up and, you know, all it is I got to go buy the shut mods.
You already have all the tools to do it.
If you're already set up to do it, you're only at a small limited batch, do it. If you do
the shut mods, I would definitely do the copper mod though too.
Correct.
Because it's worth it because of the heat that you're going to be producing.
Right.
Because you are doing 20 more watts that the card was not rated for. So right. Things are.
But I need a hot
not day. That they can't handle it.
I need a hot day for this thing to get stress tested on now. With the copper. I don't have a hot day.
I'll make it sweat, buddy. I'll put it into the well house. I'll make it sweat. I'm just gonna split it sitting there. Just kidding. The well house isn't even that hot.
No,
it's like, dude, 80, it's like 86 degrees in the well house. It's not even that bad.
That's not even bad. That's not bad.
That's not even bad. But there's only two gold shells out there. So the moment you start adding other things, you start producing more heat.
Right. Let's see here.
I mean, I would imagine that the facility is a little warm right now.
It'll be like
some of these cards are sitting at 92-ish, like 92-ish degrees on the memory. Some of them.
Oh, that ain't nothing on the
memory. I'm saying I would imagine that it's warm-ish in the facility right now. Not like hot, but it's not cold in there.
So I've definitely got a couple of days until I get back into the 70s. And once it gets into the 70s, the room gets to about 100. Yeah. So I just got to wait until, let's see. A
few days.
Like 4 or 5 days. And then I will be able to tell. Or next week it goes into the 80s. And that will be my real big stress test on if it's worth grabbing all the copper mods for it, or am I getting similar performances I'm getting on the other one right now?
He says, yeah, definitely copper mods too. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm not afraid to order them up.
The X.
Because, you know.
At least you do get a. And if you do get a discount, if you like put 5 grams worth of it.
Yeah.
5 grams worth of copper. Your discounts on weight of copper.
Yep. we're taking deal with it. You know, we got enough to get the discount.
Right, for eight of them, yeah, for sure.
For 16.
Sure. Yeah, if you're gonna do all of them.
Well, if I'm gonna do all, you know, if I'm gonna
copper mod, I guess it makes sense to do all of them copper modded. Even if you don't mod all of them, at least copper modding all of them would be beneficial.
Yeah. That's my thought on it, at least.
With server cases, maybe.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
I heard. I didn't hear, but I heard the mention on your channel earlier.
Yeah. They might be palletized in pricing given, and I've just got to send some busy bit over.
Be amazing.
You know, 2.5 months later, you know.
I'm gonna say it, but yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 months later, and I almost want to talk shit. Almost.
I'll
leave him out of it.
Irked my nerves a tiny bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love everybody. They're all amazing.
Right. I won't
pay someone else the $50. It's only worth, in my opinion, if you can do it yourself. Facts. That's how I see it. If you can't do it yourself, then you shouldn't do it at all. It's not worth it at that point. Because you're gonna have to pay. Like, if you're worried about, like, right, you know, adding an extra prices and everything. Yeah, you got to pay someone else to do it.
Okay, so think about your one that one special need. If you
have to have it done, then yeah. But
I mean, think about, you know,
that's where I said
the dumbest person you know, and he wants to do it. Would you just rather take it out of his hand so he doesn't break it? That's why the service has to be offered. It's not so much for us. It's for the people either who, I mean, for lack of better words, are either too dumb to do it themselves because they will just they can break a wet dream, or those they are like physically, or they're physically unable to do it, and they still want to do it. Would I say those people to do it? I would say that person's reason to mine is probably a different reason than the person who's trying to be efficient. He's going, hey, I want all the cool stuff. I want to be like a Nord. I want more hash. Right. And here, take dollars. I don't care what it really costs. I know the long-term gain on this. And it's like, okay, you're here for the tech. Gotcha. Be like
trying to DCA for the least amount of watts.
Right. You know,
dollar cost average for the least amount of wattage.
I would say it really kind of depends on the person. It's an individual at that point. And, you know, it's like, you just kind of got to ask yourself, what's your purpose of mining? You know, are you trying to be the most power efficient? Are you the most best bang for your dollar? You know, where you don't want to spend anything more than you have to. This is not your route. You're wanting to be power efficient. This is not your route.
I mean,
but at the same time,
you can't say like not power efficient, because I definitely know some cards that don't hash that well for that amount of wattage.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, it's hard to even like say it's not power efficient, because it is in the eye of like a GTX 1080.
Right. Like I said, it depends on what your measuring stick is. It always depends on your measuring stick. So these are like, it's almost like an individual per individual. I wish I could blanket statement, don't do this, or blanket statement, do this. I can't.
Hashtag not mining advice.
Right. I mean, if you're a greedy miner, been on all of my
thumbnails for like the past year, it's like in yellow letters on every one of us is hashtag not mining advice.
Right.
I'm not giving you any kind of advice.
Right. I'm telling you the bad decisions I'm about to make.
You watched me like spend a bunch of money, that you're gonna watch it.
Right.
I'm not saying you're gonna have to do it.
I'm not telling you should do it in any way, shape, or form, but you're going to watch me make a bad decision.
I was talking to some guy earlier who's never been through a bear market.
Oh,
it's clear.
Oh,
very clear. And he, like, I literally just like, I was like speechless for a second. Like, I just didn't even know. Like, I couldn't even come up with a witty comeback because I just like, I kind of felt bad. But then I was like, what? Like, why? I don't know if I feel bad though, because like some of the things that the guy was saying, and like,
we all got to go.
And then, it. You know, normally, you know, you figure it's like some shitcoin, but nah, it's Bitcoin. His issue's Bitcoin. And I told him his issue isn't Bitcoin. His issue is he's greedy and he wants dollars. That's the issue. Because he is mad that he doesn't have more dollars anymore. And shows me that all he cares about is the dollars. He wants money. He doesn't want Bitcoin. He wants money. So, you know what I mean? It's like, then at that point, I'm like, I feel less bad.
You kind of deserve it.
You deserve getting wrecked, but you deserve the lesson.
It's the lesson of you have to let go of shit coins.
It's Bitcoin. It's only Bitcoin. He only bought Bitcoin, and he's mad at Bitcoin for going less.
Because he's worried about his shitcoin, the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
That's the OG shitcoin.
Yes, Jason, dude. Congrats. I bought Chipotle taco with my Dogecoin today. Nice, man. Yeah, you can buy Chipotle with crypto. Freaking
fantastic. Yes, I heard about that. Yes.
Good job, dude. Proud of you. And you bought it with Dogecoin, which makes it great.
Right.
I just find it great.
Make memes great again.
That people are doing, like Chipotle of all places. Maybe Voscoin will finally get his Chipotle sponsor. He's been pushing for it forever. And now they're doing crypto. Maybe he'll get his Chipotle sponsor now. Just maybe. Honestly, I wouldn't doubt it. In the next like 6 months, you'll see Chipotle ad on his thing. Bet. FA. That's right, man. FA. Absolutely love that. Dang. Good job, dude. Mm-hmm. But yeah, his issue was just buying Bitcoin at 40K, and now it's 29K, and he's upset because he doesn't have dollars.
Right, because
he's never sold any of it. So, like, I don't know, you know, like
you can't get through to somebody's head who doesn't understand investing that you don't lose money unless you sell. That is something that newbie investors, I don't care what market you get into, they don't get it. And then the other thing is that he's got to let go of the idea that he wants to collect dollars, because it's better. And even some of your top rated investors, they'll agree with this, that you are trying to collect time. Because you're trying to collect that time, that moment in time where you locked that value in. Because that value will carry out long term. If you're looking at dollars, you're too high of a time frame. And that's just not where you want to be in any kind of investing. I don't care, housing. Business. Right. I don't care what it is. If you're worried about a payout today, tomorrow, next year, your investing strategy is flawed. Nobody sits there and does that unless they are a big hedge fund trying to fuck a market over. You aren't. Yeah. Nobody here are whales. At least I don't know. I could be wrong. One of you motherfuckers can be a fucking whale. Well, no, you got to lose money to understand why not. What? Well, no, you don't have to lose money to gain money. You need to lose money to to understand what you did wrong. That is the price to pay. Knowledge always has a cost, whether you're paying it through time to learn, money lost, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever it may be. You know, you lost your house, you lost your car because you needed to learn a lesson. And then hopefully lessons are not repeated. Repeated lessons get you wrecked.
Yep.
Like, I lost 3 Bitcoin. I will never fucking do that again. That is a valuable lesson that my ass learned.
That one still wrenches me every time I think about it.
Does it hurt? Does it hurt? Oh, fuck yeah. Will I rebound from it? Oh, fuck yeah. Was it Bitcoin's fault? No.
Dang you, Bitcoin, for not deleting transactions.
Right? Why can't you censor everything like a bank? This is why Bitcoin failed. No, I failed. I failed to verify stuff. So, and all of a sudden, so I bet you somebody's like downloading something. Oh, yeah.
Watching them.
Oh, yeah. It's trying. Somebody must have be downloading prawn or something.
Who watching the prawns?
Stop downloading porn.
Bad for your computer.
Not
your interwebs. Your interwebs will thank you.
Right. Now it's back. It decided to have a small little glitch. Not my fault. I just like watching you like, the technical difficulty. This has nothing to do with me. This was like an internet thing. This is out of my control. My internet's fine here because nothing between me and him got interrupted. It was OBS to YouTube.
It's your fault.
Always. I'm GPU Jesus, but internet's not the GPU, dudes. That's the one hardware I can't mess with. Otherwise, I'd overclock the fuck out of it. Be like, internet, you are doing everything wrong. What do you mean you can't have throughput? The fuck is this over here? That'd be me.
Man. YouTube's still saying air, but at least it's playing.
Oh, yeah.
I blame YouTube. Now I blame the person that's downloading prawn on his network right now.
Yeah, I blame that. It's not my fault. It's never my fault.
Later, Integer Guy. If you're in the Discord, Integer Guy, I posted in the car channel, which is in the community section. There's a Skull Cars and Other Toys, and there is the Formula Supra is what they call it, and it has the Judd V10 in it. Definitely worth the watch, man. It's screaming demon.
Oh, did you see what I sounds posted amazing. And pinned in DCA Your Glory?
I have not.
Oh. Control pew.
Oh yeah, be careful with that website.
Oh I know.
The website is tracked.
Oh, I know. They can track it all they fucking want.
They actually have an Odyssey account, videos, and you can actually not
download
any advice at all, but you can download files straight off of Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Where
I get mine. I don't go to their website. I go to the Odyssey page.
Yeah.
On a private Tor browser. Go Odyssey. I love you.
Right. Yes, Odyssey. Woo-hoo.
Though you are Bob, I Google it. It sucks, but here we are. You're still doing the right thing.
Right.
For now.
Momentarily.
Hopefully you don't change your ways.
No.
I'll if look not, at it. Nice, just, man. Enjoy it. It's really nice. Definitely a nice video. I just ran across it the other day, and I was like, oh, wow. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I just figure everybody uses a VPN and goes through a Tor browser to look at stuff. I thought that's normal practices.
It's normal practices.
Okay, cool.
For most people.
Well, right, right.
Not, for, that's a lie.
I would call them normies. Everybody else are sheep. for select people. That, those are the normies. Selecting
of their own choosing. It's not anybody choosing them. It's them choosing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't.
It's whenever they pull the veil of wool off their eyes and they're like, oh God, it's bright outside. Oh, I see things. Oh, cake was a lie.
Cake was a lie.
It'll be like the movie They Live.
Never a lie. Pick's profits aren't very good right now, but you know. I don't know if it's a lie. But I also don't own any cake right now, so. Because profits are down so bad. I exited my position. It was all profit anyway, so it's okay.
It's okay.
I moved all of that over into B&B and scooped up some B&B at the low.
For the low lows,
and, huh? Yep, and that's when I got my sneaker for stepping.
Oh, shit. You actually did it.
Yep, I did it. You blank her to Bedell.
Thanks, Bedell.
Yep.
Thanks. You better make more than what he spent. You better get the stepping, mofo.
Hey, I'm just letting you know that I've been walking every day because of it. And
you fucking better
have realized that I don't have the correct shoes for walking because they're Nike 6.0s. Oh. If anybody knows what Nike 6.0s they're flat on the bottom. They are skate shoes. They are flat. So I've walked a few laps and today my feet hurt. No support. As a little
not everybody can handle skateboarding shoes.
I can my third lap of around like the block, I was like, my feet are no longer okay with this.
You see, I'm also the person that can that means you'd have a problem with you'd probably have an issue with the five finger shoes.
Ew, no, I would never. No, not in between the toes.
Mm-hmm. It's so thin, mm-hmm. You don't even feel it. You ever?
I need walking shoes. Also, Crypto Bedell, I'm glad you're in the same boat.
It's
as me.
Thinner. The material that goes between your toes it's so thin that you can actually feel the breeze go through it.
Anything non woke is normal. What is normal?
Right.
Normal people like us are gonna be needed soon. Yes, right. That is very true, Tech Man. Steak eating, hairline receding, feeding Americans.
I saw this one guy. They were like, they need to bomb the extremists. And the guy walks up to him and goes, yeah, but I'm your neighbor. It's like, people, you got to realize you're trying to get everybody to turn on each other and eat each other. It's like, what?
Not going to happen.
Right, dude. Some people. So, you guys, talking about some people. Instead of
buying real walking shoes, I bought another NFT shoe. Yeah, I was going to say it, man, but you've said it. So, now you understand. I don't got to say it because you said it. I thought about it the moment you said it. Like, I need new shoes too. And I was like, this guy just bought another NFT shoe. Why? What are you doing? Bought the wrong pair of shoes, bro. Yeah, but I agree.
NFTs come with a pair of shoes, at least. No. Now they're fucking useless again. Be cool.
At least you get more. At least you get more energy. So if you already have your shoe now, or did you already mint your other shoe? Because tomorrow at like I think it's 8 a.m. is the double energy event, Crypto Bedell. So you need to have all of your energy. Doesn't need to be there, but you need to have your max amount of energy that you have. So if you have all three shoes, because you have two now and you can mint one, then be three shoes. Make sure you have that before. I think it was 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. So I don't know where you're at. But no.
He's in the Centrals.
He's in Central with us?
Yes. Yes.
Pretty sure that would be, it's going to be 8 as well.
He's cool peep.
Oh, no. Crap. 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 a.m. So make sure you have all your stuff.
He has to wait 48 hours.
7 a.m. now. Looks like they moved it. It was 8. I just looked and it says 7. 7. Yeah, it was 8 earlier. I said the same thing. And I was like, what? Now it's 7. But yeah, so tomorrow I'll have 4 energy to walk, which means I'll earn double the amount tomorrow, which is nice. I earn about like 10 or so bucks a walk, give or take. Plus, you paid 2 energy to see the moon. Well, for you, GST is less than a dollar because you're in the Solana chain. But yeah. Oh my gosh, Integra guy just posted this R32. Ugh. I love that car so much.
I did have to change pants.
Posted in the cars and toys in DCA Discord. I always give him crap because his name is Integra Guy, but I said he needs to change his name to Skyline Guy because he has a Skyline. He doesn't have an Integra anymore. He has a Skyline, so he needs to be Skyline.
I mean, once you go Skyline, dude, it's hard to go back, dude.
Proof of pants. You don't want me to prove pants.
I mean, you get the original Skyline, and you're talking about watching listening to a symphony of exhaust notes and watching the tachometer go from 900 RPM to 9,000 RPM in a snap of a finger as it screams.
BMW racing. Yes.
100%. God. Oh. And you're hearing a GM guy that has a Z20, an old school Z28, a Chevelle, a Nova. Say this, but all I also
rich kids have them.
But I would never
buy a BMW. I would buy a Skyline before I ever bought a BMW. Ever. I would rather buy a G35, like, or R35, newer GTR. I'd buy a newer GTR before I ever bought a BMW.
I would buy somebody's fucking problem child of a fucking RX-7.
Yes.
100%. And then build it the right way. Oh yeah. Build it, drill out the oil galleys. Oh. Pin it. Oh man.
Midlife crisis. They get a Skyline. Yeah. Oh, rich kids. Yeah.
I don't really need to have a fucking a midlife crisis. I mean, the wife let me buy a badass fucking hot rod early on.
I got a few more years.
And she was the one that was like, hey, we need to go take a look at this. And I'm like, I love you.
I got a few more years before mine kicks in, but I know what I'm buying when it happens. So we're good. There's no question.
Don't worry. My Z28 will still be faster than yours. You just need to get yourself your bubble Camaro, you know?
Gross. I don't want a Camaro.
Fine. Firebird. Pontiac.
Trans Am, bro.
You could have your fucking bubble Trans Am, and I'll still
WS6, man.
I'll whoop you with my third gen. No. Third gen is where it's all at, dude. Man, third gen life. Some people just don't understand that third gen lifestyle.
Called Neff body because fuck you, buddy.
aren't the bubble ones still considered an F body?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like up until the last year of the Trans Am, which is 2002, they're F bodies.
Okay. I thought so. I thought they carried it all the way through.
Same chassis as the Camaros. Same chassis.
Exactly. Yep.
Same.
Yep. Everything's the same except the body panels.
Yep. And the pop-up headlights. For 2002, you still get pop-up headlights because, you know, Pontiac.
Whistle while you were. Whistles down the road.
First thing you do when you buy a Trans Am, you replace the gears with metal gears. Don't trust the plastic ones. They're garbage. They break.
What my buddy did was that he put the...
Oh, nice, man. He just posted a picture of his Integra that he sold recently, but it's a red Integra. He's racing it. Nice.
My one buddy, he actually disabled the pop-ups on his and then put in LEDs into the slit, and it was fine.
Yep, you can do that, and then put them into the fog light pods.
Yep.
You can put the high-powered ones into that, and from the F body with Firehawk. Yes, Firehawks are really nice. I like the Firehawk hoods because they're not as
Bulbasaur.
They're not so Bulbasaur, and like the nostrils aren't split. I love the Ram Air hoods of the WS6, but I don't like the split nostrils. It just doesn't look right. And the Firehawk hoods didn't do that. They like look kind of I would consider like a Raptor. It's kind of doesn't really look like a nostrils like
you that see. Well, I like them. I like them before they pop them into the hood. They had a year on them. I forget what year it was. A customer of mine, I used to work on it all the time. He had it was considered Ram Air. But he did not have the cutouts in the hood. The hood was nice and low profile. He had a Ram Air entry right at the front leading edge of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the bubble style. So, I mean, I remember it's fourth gen still. But it had the normal air horn intake going into the airbox. And then it had like, I don't know, probably like a good foot and a half wide slit that went right to the edge of the hood line, and that was considered the Ram Air.
Right. So even the stock Firebird hood, for the V6, right? It was still pretty flat, but the bumper still had the slits in it, even though the hood was flat. The bumper still had slits to force some air in.
Without having the hood done.
Yeah,
you can have it done without the hood and still have Ram Air.
Yeah, the Firehawk hood is the most lowest profile hood with nostrils. That is the key part, is with the nostrils.
Yeah, and my buddies, my customer, he did not have the nostrils at all on there.
Firehawk is almost as bad as the right fire crotch. That's a screaming fire chicken, man. Just a pissed off chicken. You know how many times I can make Mikkel scowl at the monitor? Yeah. Ram Air hoods sound sick without filters. They do.
See, I'll take my third gen with a big ass, stupid ass fucking blower sticking out of the hood just to be like, yes.
I'd love another Trans Am, man, but I'm like slowly watching the price of them like increase. And there's one selling the other day for like 14 grand. And I was like, what?
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
Like, they just keep getting more and more expensive.
because more and more people are wanting them that are my generation. No, more
there's
and
not
more
many people. Of them left.
Well, no, from my generation, we fall into two categories. We either like the third gen or we like fourth gen. So now a lot of people in my generation, being, you know, between 40s and 50s,
fourth gen for the win.
You're going to find a lot of those. I love them. It's the classic.
Even Firebirds and Trans Ams third gens were okay.
If I can get another one, what I would do is I would actually get the Berlinetta, which is the late 70s.
Blown third gen. I thought it said brown. I was like, ew, the brown Trans Am was disgusting. That was the ugliest color.
But the Berlin.
Got it.
Yeah, but the Berlinetta Camaros that had the split chin with the split bumper chins on those for the late 70s. Oh,
split bumpers. The split bumpers are nice, man.
I don't care what anybody says. That's my deal.
Nice.
That is my ultimate card. Wife might hate it because of trying to crawl in and out of them, but I love them.
Like Monza split bumper, man.
Yes, that's the car. That's
before he wrecked it. Like that car was. Yeah.
I wrecked mine too.
I would do things to that car.
I would like to get another one of those, and relive my 18-year-old me.
Youngblood's Camaro was nice too. He had he didn't have a split bumper, but he had it was a third gen.
Yeah. Camaro. Yeah, that's my Camaro, but
not a split bumper.
Nice cars, though. I liked the third gen because then they became a long proportionally and just wide enough so that you could hook properly going down a track strip. The suspension layout was
seen
nice.
The Wicked WS6. It's Wicked 6. It's the dude's got a twin turbo WS6, and the turbos are where the fog lights are.
And yes.
That's what wet dreams are made of, man. Whenever you see it, and you're like, you see the, like, the, you see them just in there spooling down, and you're like, oh.
Unicorn. Unicorn. I have to say it's the Unicorn. Ken Block's fucking 1400 horsepower fucking Unicorn.
Wow, an 85 Jimny 4x4 with a Tesla running gear for the win. That's kind of nice.
That sounds like something I forget the guy's name.
Wicked 6. It's a black WS6 and it has a raised cowl hood. Like it has like a 2-inch cowl on it. But it still is like the WS6, like nostrils.
There's this guy black guy that's like the Lewis Rothman of Tesla repair. I forget what the fuck his name is. Designs, something like that.
What are you talking about? He messes with all the Tesla
stuff. He does all the Tesla stuff. Yeah, he was the one that figured out how to repair Tesla batteries.
Yep.
Something designs something repairs. It was something Andy repairs But anyway, but yeah, it's like
Andy's. Andy's never messed with the Teslas.
Okay, it's something repairs. But he's done some crazy fucking Tesla builds. He actually helped Grindhard Plumbing Company do a Tesla off-road vehicle.
Yeah, the Jimny.
It was like a white Tesla that they fucking stripped down with the Grindhard Plumbing Company that made an off-roader out of it. And then they took it out and it went off-roading with a Sherpa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch a lot of car stuff, everybody. I take in just as much car junk as I do mining stuff.
Yeah. It happens.
I know, right? Right, right.
Find it. Yeah, I can't find the Wicked Six. I bet he sold it finally. He had that car forever.
Name that turbo. You don't know this turbo?
T45.
No, 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 no. What is it came? What did it come off of? Whose car?
Oh, Cletus.
Which car?
Leroy.
No! That's Ruby's turbo. It has the flapper on it.
This thing, though. This. Hate this.
Yeah.
The little.
I hate the hood altogether.
The little mustache. Called the mustache.
That fucking hood in general is hideous. Fuck that hood.
Beautiful.
That hood is ugly. Serves no real purpose on that.
No, not if it's not the Ram Air. Well, this one's a Ram Air, so it does. But there are non-functional hoods out there.
Yeah.
And it's really stupid.
Yeah. A lot of them are. Yeah. And even with the hood, with the cutout on the bumper, the fucking hood is not necessary. I'm just saying.
So it is beautiful to look at. I can't.
That hood is unnecessary. The only way I would ever have a cowl style hood like that.
The rest of the car is so sick, though.
Yeah, to make
the whole car room, is sick.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm not dogging on.
I'm not the biggest fan of the hoods, but one thing.
Yeah,
I would run with the hood anyway. I don't care.
The only way I'd want that hood on there. No. The only way I'd want that hood on there is if I had a bigger motor in there that I needed room for. And even then, that hood is actually junk. And it doesn't matter if it's the single nostril or the dual nostril. You want to know why I call it junk? Absolute fucking poo-poo. Now, you can make it better by getting a carbon fiber counterpart. That hood is so fucking heavy, dude. Oh, my Lord. I helped somebody fucking set one of those hoods onto it. And I was like, what's all this weight, dude? And it's like all this fucking bracing in the hood. Because it's like, you know, a mile long off of hood shocks. It's poo-poo. I'm not saying that the Z28's any better, but they're fucking obnoxiously unnecessary cowl hood on there.
There you go. This is the hood that you like. Crappy picture, but formula hood. The formula hood was the subtle hood.
Yeah.
This is the.
You see, that makes sense.
Yep, because it
that absolutely makes sense. You don't need to grab all the pressure off the front of the fucking car.
Yep, this is the formula hood.
Yeah,
only we're in the first generation Firebird formulas, not Trans Ams, but formulas.
No, because that wasn't a TA standard. Because
and a lot of formulas are actually V6s. So a lot of these hoods are actually V6 premium hoods.
Correct. There were
functioning Ram Air parts too, which was
the funny part. But there was the V8 counterpart for them as a special edition for the Formula Series, and they were race ready. You had the Formula Series races, and then you had the
this is the car.
Trans Ams.
Oh, it did too. Earlier it didn't show. But yeah, this is Wicked Six. This is the car I was talking about earlier.
I don't like that hood.
This is before he put the turbos right here.
Oh, okay.
This is that car. Because he is the only one that runs this hood. This is a custom hood.
I don't like that hood.
I love those.
I know what the hood, what the back vents, the back vents help.
They call it bring the heat out. It's called a Raptor hood.
That's right, because the backside. If you ever try
and find it, that's what's replicated is. If you can, you can find replicas of it, but it's replicated is called the Raptor. And
what it was supposed to do is that you were supposed to put ports in there, and the heat coming off the radiator would come out of the hood there.
This is the bee's knees. This is what my wet dreams are made. When I see Trans Am WS6, this is what my mind shows in my mind. This. Because this is like dreams. This is what I wanted my Trans Am to become. Except for mine was white, not black. California plates though, yeah.
Yeah.
Before he, when he blew up the LS, and he actually put a Coyote motor in it. Yeah. Ruined it with a Ford motor. But he ran like 4 seconds after that. So, I mean, congrats for running 4 seconds.
right. So before we head up out of here, anybody got any comments or questions?
Before I go, you know, blow my stuff all over the bathroom.
Right.
Car is just
too much for you. Too much awesomeness.
So much awesomeness. Oh, look at that, man. Where was this photo when I was like looking for everything? There you go, buddy. This is just for you. All the hoods. The Mecham hoods, the Firehawk hood, the WS6 hood, the Superhawk hood with the gigantic nostrils.
Oh, I hated those. That was hideous too. Yeah. No.
And then the Raptor hood. The original Raptor before you raised and cut slits.
Right. It's like,
because he has a raised Raptor hood.
The Mecham and the Firehawk.
Because the Mecham has the slits in the back right here.
Yeah. The Mecham, because like slits. It's like if you were looking for still what looked like to be a track car. Yeah.
Not as
and
big
the,
as
the
that.
Firehawk, not so bad.
Firehawk is very similar, is the same thing as the Formula hood.
Correct.
That looks tough. It, dude, yeah, that car does look tough.
Yeah, but yeah, the Formula, yeah, that's the better looking one. But I also, I prefer the Camaro variation of it.
The Camaro variation of the Mika hood looks nice.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
The fourth gens.
And I'm not really a big fourth gen fan. I don't like the. It's just
I don't like fourth gen Camaros. I don't know what it is. I like the fourth gen Trans Ams, and it's because they don't look the same. You know what I mean? Like the same chassis, but they don't look the same. You want to know
what I'm going to be doing with my Z28 is? I'm going to be taking off the front nose, and I'm going to put a Firebird front clip on it.
With like the nose, the T nose.
Yeah. It's a little bit. It's a lot thinner, and then the headlights. I can leave them as slits with LEDs and be street legal with it still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is identical to what I drove. Identical. Same thing. Corvette replica. C5 wheels. But that is identical to the one I drove.
I don't like their spoiler either.
Oh, that's the WS6 spoiler, not like a WS6.
I know. I never liked that spoiler. I like the GM. I like the Camaro spoiler, where it was more like generation. NASCAR.
First generation, fourth gen. It's the front bumper. The way the lights look. Yeah, identical. What I drove.
In my issue with driving them is
T-tops all.
Yep. My issue with driving the fourth gen over to third gen is you've got to really get used to, you have no orientation of where the bumper is.
No, you don't. that is the one and only downfall, is that nose is not where you think it is.
Yeah,
it is. It's definitely like guaranteed like 2 inches
further. Further than where you thought. Exactly.
You avoid all parking spots with a parking brick in front of it.
Yeah, my buddy went through three. My buddy went through three bumpers before he learned that valuable lesson.
Yep, you just avoid those spots.
Yep.
Or you back in.
And even then, you're back
definitely, in. You'll definitely hear the change in pitch when your exhaust is getting close to those parking brakes.
Correct.
You hear it. It's a, we hear like the back pressure. Like, we're close.
Yeah, right.
As soon as you can hear the echo, and you're like, we're close. That's it. No more.
Right.
Let's see if we can push to jump change. I don't know if jump change is live. Is it? Show it.
Either Chomp will be live or maybe Max.
Doesn't show it. I don't see that either one of them are live. Yeah, guys, you're all amazing. I thank you guys for coming out for the show while we talk crap about cars for the last part.
Right. Yeah, we're getting off, baby. Thank you.
Are y'all done yet?
Think you done yet? God. You could just say it, babe. Are you fucking done yet?
They are alive. Got it. You guys are still alive. Yeah, we're hopping off here. Thanks.
Yeah,
I got it set up so everyone that's here, as soon as the stream ends, it'll push y'all to their stream. It is probably the most handiest tool that YouTube's come out with in the past year.
Right.
It's about to
remember
to mention
it. Remember,
don't cuss mama.
Don't cuss.
Mama, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Right.
She gonna poop in your bed, bro. She gonna amateur you.
Right. We're not, there are no ambers in the house and they're not hurting anything.
They're not gonna turd you.
Right. Janet Yellen beat her to that one.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty.
Some people's kids flying. Flying and Brian. Hey, man. Hey, Brian, you spelt your name wrong. It's B-R-I-A-N. I'm just saying that's the correct way of spelling Brian.
No, your name is Brain, like Pinky in the Brain. Up here we say.
So dang. Before we head up out of here,
I love it. Don't wake up and poop in your bed, bro. Ah, nasty. Smash like button, subscribe button. Bell notification. Same time we go live here, guys. Stuff. You're amazing. If you want to get into the Discord where we all usually hang out and shoot the crap, quite literally, join the Discord. It's down in the description below. It's free. And just come in and have a good old time. All
right. Right. Shenanigans are always guaranteed with some knowledge.
Mining, trading, brand building, some DeFi stuff in there as well. Head into the Patreon. See what there is to offer. There's plenty in there. People learn different types of things to DCA into yourself, to further DCA into your knowledge, right? So catch you on the flip side. That's right. Heard it before. That's right.
Right. Well, yeah, everybody tells him that his name is spelt wrong. You know, he's probably been hearing it his whole life. It's sad whenever I see a fellow Brian, you know, have to live with that guilt their whole life. It's pretty like heavy.
Guilt. That's messed up. Like
guilt. I'm just playing, my man.
Guilt.
I got one of my oldest friend spells his name wrong too. Don't worry. And man, with that, definitely guy. hit the smash that lizard like button, hit the bell notification, all that good stuff. Join the Discord, join the Patreon if you feel so. We'll definitely see you all in the next one. We'll start giving some updates from the mine soon.
Yep. See y'all soon.
Woo! And with that one, peace out and stay savage.
'DCA Adventure' is rated F for fucking awesome.